Hi, this is Funny Lady Life, and this is Daddy St. James, and I'm with my husband, Larry St. James.
Hello.
Well, what do we want to talk to you about on this podcast? So, Larry and I, you know, we have an exciting life. His school that he works at was putting on a haunted woods, would you say it was, Larry?
Yeah, the haunted woods.
Yeah. So, you know, the school sits on an area where there's, you know, woods around it. And, they were having that. And so Larry came home and he said it to me. And I said, oh, it sounds like a hoot. I even had new shoes for it, right?
Oh, yeah, it was a hoot, all right.
And so Larry didn't want to go, but he was afraid that he would be, like, ostracized by his peers, you know.
Yeah, I wasn't going to be a wimp about it.
Right.
You know.
Right. So, and I had that new red wig. It went, you know, that's the fall wig, Larry.
You were extraordinary.
Yes. So, you know, we're walking down this. And, of course, you know, they had various creatures jumping out at us. Scary, Larry. It was scary.
Oh, yeah. There were spooks, all right.
Yeah, it was scary. And so you came across this one area, and we knew something bad was happening because it was quiet on the Western Front. And they had those coffee cans with the flames coming out of it, right, to make it a little...
Yeah, sure, yeah.
You could see a little bit more.
Yeah.
And here comes the chainsaw guy.
Oh, yeah, the chainsaw guy.
Why don't you tell them what happened?
Well, you know how I feel about that stuff ever since I was younger. You know, that whole chainsaw thing. You know it's coming. You know it's coming at some point, but it gets me every time. You know? And
it's
like
the Jack in the Box.
Yeah, though. I try to think fearless, tough. They're just actors. I try to think it all, you know? I don't know if they sense my fear or what, but they just comes up behind me, rips the cord of that chainsaw.
He really did.
And oh boy. So, I mean, I think it's a pretty normal reaction if somebody starts a chainsaw near your head to run.
You're going to scream.
Oh, yeah, I guess I screamed like a schoolgirl. But, you know.
I would too.
Yeah, so, you know.
I screamed. I did scream, Larry.
So I got spooked, so you could see I'm still athletic anyway. I started hauling ass.
You did. Larry, I didn't even see if you were gone.
Oh, I burned dust, yeah. So yeah. I took off, you know, because I was scared.
Yeah, I couldn't run in my shoes.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm running, you know, and it was getting, like, closer to the end of the thing. So all I know, I set my sights on getting the heck out of this thing. And, I don't know, I was looking over my shoulder because he was following
me. You were like a gazelle.
Yeah. And I didn't see the old guy. I guess he was standing there at the end waiting for his kid, for his grandkid, or whatever he was doing. And I kind of slammed into him. I waffled him. I took him out.
It was like you were a football player tackling the person with the ball.
Well, that's how they made it seem. But I was looking over my shoulder. I didn't see him. And bam, headbutt, down he goes.
Yeah.
Over a tree root or something, and he's down for the count. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
By the time I got to him, Larry was trying to get the guy up, but the guy didn't want to have anything to do with him.
He wanted no part of that. No, I was trying to be nice. I said, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, sir. Are you okay? You know, I reached in. You know what the old goat said to me? Get away from me, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Yeah, ungrateful. All you were doing was trying to help him up.
That's all.
He was okay. He was okay. He had a little limp, but he was okay.
I was scared, though. More scared, because I thought the medics begged to differ, you know?
Yeah, but everything worked out. The guy was fine. He just kind of, I don't know if he lost his breath, Larry, or what do you call that thing, you know, when you...
Yeah, well, he just, I don't know if he got the wind knocked out of him.
There you go, wind knocked out.
He just couldn't seem to understand that, you know, when there's someone chasing a person with a chainsaw, they're going to run, it's dark, and stuff happens.
Right, right. It's like that time that we took Lana trick-or-treating years ago, and the rat was dressed as that Michael Myers from Halloween, and he was walking behind us with that knife in his hand.
Yeah.
It was terrifying.
Yeah.
Terrifying. You want to go out of the house for days. Well, anyway, that's our podcast. We just want to tell you about that exciting adventure over the weekend. So thank you for listening to Funny Lady Life.
He'll be all right.
Bye-bye.